Big news from the governor this afternoon, Ryland.
Yeah, so Governor Matt Bevin announced that he's picked his running mate. It's going to be Ralph Alvarado. He's a state senator from Winchester. Alvarado was first elected back in 2014. He's the first Hispanic elected to the Kentucky General Assembly. Here's Bevin explaining why he chose Alvarado.
He's a guy who has relationships and strong ones with the very constituencies that are going to be imperative as we move forward, not only politically, but in the private sector, in the medical community.
So Alvarado was he's gotten a lot of headlines for sponsoring the medical review panels bill. That's something that would require any lawsuits over medical malpractice to be reviewed by a panel of doctors before it could enter into court. The Kentucky Supreme Court actually just struck down that law in the fall. But otherwise, he's a physician. He was tapped to be one of the keynote speakers at the Republican National Convention back in 2016.
So is this a surprise to you? Because there were speculations that Jeanine Hampton may not be on the ticket.
Yeah, I think it's a surprise no matter who the governor named, or even if the governor had chosen Jeanine Hampton, because we just didn't know what was going to happen. I think that Alvarado certainly seems like a pick of somebody who is much more versed in policy and who can speak about these issues a lot more. And Bevin wouldn't really go into exactly why he didn't choose Jeanine Hampton to run with him. And of course, Jeanine Hampton was the first African American elected to statewide office in Kentucky history.
Now we have another African American who is running for statewide office. Let's talk about some of those other races.
Sure. So down ballot. In the attorney general's race, there's been a lot of moving and shaking in that race. Daniel Cameron, he's a Louisville lawyer, former U of L football player, and he was a lawyer for Senator Mitch McConnell. He threw his hat into the ring for attorney general. State Senator Whitney Westerfield, who had been running for at least a year for attorney general, he actually just dropped out today. Another state senator has thrown his hat in the ring, Will Schroeder, another Republican. He's been a state senator for the last few years. A newcomer, a former prosecutor, and on the Democratic side, former Attorney General Greg Stumbo officially announced. He's the only Democrat who's announced to run for Attorney General.
So the lawmakers are still on break, right? But there's still plenty of politicking going on. As a filing deadline, what is it, Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, it's on Tuesday, January 29th at 4 o'clock. There'll be a big line. But in Frankfort this week, there's other news. An election contest is going forward. Republican-led committee actually voted to conduct a recount for House District 13. It's out in Owensboro. That's a race that was won by Democrat Jim Glenn by just one vote. He didn't want this to happen. He's been protesting it, and we have some sound from him.
The people that came up here today from Davis County did not indicate they did anything wrong, did not indicate they were incompetent. They did the process the way the process was supposed to be handled. Now you're telling the public, well, we don't trust them.
So now the Davis County clerk is in charge of conducting this recount. The challenger in this, former Representative DJ Johnson, he says that there are 17 ballots that should have been thrown out. So we'll see if the county clerk feels the same way. And we'll should hear back in a couple of weeks whether or not the results of that election change.
Lots going on, even when they're not in session. Thanks, Ryland. We've been talking with Kentucky Public Radio Capital reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.